urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
EXL.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Saying goodbye to our 41st president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I wanted to come and pay respects to a great man who dedicated his life to service.
He and many other Americans have waited in line to view George H.W. Bush's flag-draped casket.
He comes from a generation of people that treat people like people.
He's lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Day President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump among the visitors paying their respects to the late president in the Capitol Rotunda. Vice President Mike Pence remembered him as a family man and a statesman.
His lifetime of service will be enshrined in the hearts of the American people.
Tomorrow, the Bush family will motorcade to a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. Among the dignitaries expected there, President Trump and the First Lady, and also Great Britain's Prince Charles, representing Queen Elizabeth. Dave.
Rachel, Congress and the White House have agreed to a two-week extension to a deadline to keep the government funded, making it now December 21st. Their voices were heard. After all the protests and riots in Paris over planned tax increase, France's government relents. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe,
cette colère, il faudrait être sourd,
saying you would have to be deaf or blind not to see or hear the anger, announcing that the government is suspending for 6 months fuel tax increases that have prompted weeks of protests across France and rioting in Paris this past weekend. He said these decisions must restore peace and calm. French President Emmanuel Macron had said the taxes were needed to combat climate change. Dave?
Simon, a smaller protest led to change in Severance, Colorado.
I'm here today to hopefully change the law about throwing snowballs.
And 9-year-old Dane Best convinced the town board at a meeting last night to unanimously overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs, and the boy threw the first one legally right afterward outside. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The number of people killed in the most destructive wildfire in California history has been reduced, down from 88 to 85 upon further analysis of DNA and remains recovered. Another 11 people are still unaccounted for. That fire burned down nearly 14,000 homes and many schools. So it wasn't easy to get kids who were scattered all over the area living in tents or shelters or hotels or with friends or family back to class this week.
The superintendent of schools in Butte County, Tim Taylor, called it magical to see students get off buses again and reunite with each other and teachers. But he said,
we need help long term.
Classrooms were set up in different areas to accommodate where all these students are. The town of Paradise was largely destroyed. Many of the students and faculty lost their homes. Paradise Unified Superintendent Michelle John said they're working on building new facilities for the entire district.
Because we will go on. We weren't buildings. Paradise Unified is not buildings. It's the teachers and the students and the families.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A week after a Florida woman went missing in Costa Rica, news that Carla Stefaniak's family feared.
Just a few hours ago, they posted an update to a Facebook page set up to find her, calling Monday an emotional roller coaster and one that they wouldn't wish on their worst enemies. Authorities announced the discovery of a woman's body found partially buried in a sick bag, Airbnb, where Carla was staying. At this point, authorities are waiting on the results of an autopsy before saying for certain who that person is.
That's Kelly Cowan, Fox 13 TV in Tampa. Wall Street stocks could fall down, futures down more than 100. On Monday Night Football, defending champion Eagles beat the Redskins 28-13. Philadelphia, Washington now 6-6. The Redskins also lost another quarterback. Colt McCoy broke his right leg. Big center Alex Smith broke his right leg. In college, Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer will retire after the Rose Bowl game. He led Buckeyes to the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Well, I tell you, you have to get in Jim Harbaugh's crawl, though, that Ohio State's Urban Meyer is retiring.
Right.
And Jim Harbaugh was 0-7 against him. Wow.
And, you know, I guess we could see that coming.
Well, he's been places, but not long term. Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State. I mean, what, 5, 6, 7 years, and that's it. So he's a guy that'll be sought after. And are you feeling okay? Can you come coach us? How much? All right, $12 million, sure. Urban Meyer out at Ohio State.
Right.
Ryan Day, the offensive coordinator, is going to take over.
That's right.
That's a guy you just love. I mean, this is one of the big jobs in the country. Couldn't you have gotten somebody sexy? Couldn't you have gotten somebody larger than life? I don't know. Anyway, Ryan Day.
Starts on January 2nd.
Yeah, after Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Local news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at a new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maselli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. State health officials say if you have not gotten a flu shot yet, you can still do that. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 49 million people across the country will get the flu this year. WCA says state health officials say flu activity is generally the highest between December and February, but could go until May. The city of Urbana is taking applications for a vacant city council seat. Ward 3 Alderman Aaron Ammons was elected Champaign County Clerk, and though that seat is open, the deadline to apply for the seat is December 31st. Emerson Navsar, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois, has gotten 2018 Illinois Farm Bureau Charles B. Schumann Distinguished Service Award. The award is the highest given by the IFB. It was presented during the organization's annual meeting in Chicago that started December 1st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Hopefully it'll be white Christmas, and that Jack Frost will be here before we know it. We know you have so much to do, and it feels like a nightmare before Christmas, and you wish you had your own elf to get it all done. After all, you don't want the kids to think this is the first year the Grinch actually stole Christmas. But take the time to dip the halls, sing a Christmas carol, or argue that whether Die Hard is actually Christmas for you or not. Whether you're spending Christmas in Connecticut or home alone, we hope Christmas vacation is merry and bright.
Yeah, I know that bait.
Die Hard, a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a movie set at Christmas time.
At a Christmas party for the X-Y.
But it's not a, quote, Christmas movie, is it?
Right.
Here's your one brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floor. From Simple is simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign County, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
We've got a 20% chance of isolated snow shower today with a high 33. 26 are low into the evening tonight. Still a chance for precipitation. 33 the high tomorrow. Decrease in the clouds. Down 28 Wednesday evening. There's 50% shot of snow on Thursday. High 34, low 20. Sunshine both Friday and Saturday as we teeter around 30 for our high. 30 now and overcast. ESPN 93.5.
All right. Good to have you listening on this Tuesday morning, December the 4th. I am Steve Jay. That's Diane Ducey. President George Herb Walker Bush. Good morning tomorrow. That'll be Postal Service. I guess I did not know that. Rachel Sutherland all over the story. Fox News, Washington Bureau. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, when I came in this morning before dawn, the U.S. Capitol was more lit up than usual. The ground lit up. The people already walking toward the Capitol Rotunda to be able to pay their final respects to our 41st president. Really, this is just a moment for the nation to come together. We saw President Trump and the First Lady come into the rotunda last night. He saluted the flag-draped casket, she with her hand over her heart. Really, this is just a moment everyone pausing and remembering the life of former President George H.W. Bush.
You know, his gesture for his wishes, I think, epitomizes, you know, the class and the way that he could talk to all people. He was from the last president from the greatest generation, World War II generation. But, I mean, just the fact that he specifically said he wanted Donald Trump at the funeral. Or others would say, well, John McCain is not invited. I mean, this was George Herbert Walker, but kind of what it was about.
Exactly. You know, the Bush family actually contacted the White House this past summer. They, of course, they knew it was coming. He was 94 years old. And assured the president that he would be welcome at the funeral at this instead. Their agreement that he would focus on life of this remarkable man. And so that's all according to the Washington Post and Politico, but there have been discussions going on behind the scenes as they prepare for this. And it's the time to set all this aside, because I think at one time the former President Bush called the then candidate Trump a blowhard. But this is the time to focus on everyone's similarities rather than disagreements.
Some of the poignant stuff came out about James Baker, his, you know, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of State, I mean, Chief of Staff. James Baker, I did not know how that whole story unfolded, but in the 60s, after his wife died, leaving him with four small children, it was George Herbert Walker Bush that really brought him in. And he got tears as I was talking about the fact that, you know, here it was, and he's the one that was there for me, and they were close, and he was one of the last guys to see him, I guess.
That's right. He was at the bedside the night that he died, and he was on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, talking about what that was like. It was a sweet moment that each of the children were making phone calls to their dad. He actually conveyed that the president's last words were, "I love you," and those were directed to former President George W. Bush, who had called to say, "I love you, and I will, Dad, and I will see you on the other side." So really some key moments that were conveyed by the former Secretary of State.
Is it the same kind of, I don't know, gravitas like the Kennedys and the Bushes all in that rank?
I think so. Their own political dynasty. Look at everything that the family members have done, either running for president, becoming president. 41 and 43 share something only in common with two other presidents, John Adams and John Quincy Adams, being father and son, who are both president of the United States. So who can share that bond? Mm. Well, we only know of four people in history who have shared that bond. And you hear about, you know, the former president entering the Oval Office. I'm talking W here. They walked in, he described them when they walked in, and said, "Hey, do you want to see what it's like coming in here?" And they walked in, and the W said to his father something like, "Hello, Mr. President." He responded, "Mr. President." And it was such a poignant moment for them both.
Mm. Now, it's a remarkable life that George Herbert Walker Bush lived and talked about, going through the ranks of an ambassador to China and congressman and CIA director.
CIA
top spy. Yeah, vice president. And how adversarial he really was with, you know, Ronald Reagan in 1979 and all the back and forth, the political stuff. And lo and behold, he's on the ticket. He and Barbara are in the inaugural parade. They are about ready to open the door for him to get out. He and Barbara were going to wave during the inaugural parade in 1980 when he was vice president. And he said to Barbara, I told you I was going to take your license.
I love it. And the parachuting, don't forget, he parachuted on up, and I think it's his 90th birthday.
Yeah, no, that's remarkable. And the fact that, you know, here's a guy, you know, born a privilege. If you're blessed, that's great. But, you know, his father, Senator Prescott Bush, didn't want to go to the Army and fly airplanes when he was 18 years old. Don't want him to go to college, because he cries at the station. The only time Prescott Bush has ever seen Crane was when his son George left to fight World War II. So there's some great moments there in the history and legacy of the Bushes. Well, we'll see what happens, how it all unfolds. But you're right, it takes all this other stuff off the headlines, which is refreshing, and it's great to feel like you're kind of one country today. And for that,
yeah.
I appreciate George Herbert Walker Bush, what he represented when it came to talking to people across the aisle, and how congenial it was, and I really, really miss kind of that elegance of the office, which we've kind of lost right now, and I do miss that.
I think that we're seeing that back over the next coming days. In fact, I've heard that Prince Charles is actually coming to the center of Washington National Cathedral tomorrow to represent Queen Elizabeth, so a lot of dignitaries.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, at Sutherland Fox. If you follow, you'll get news. Thank you, Rachel, always.
Hey, guys.
You met 714 ESPN 93.5. Brother Johnny coming up. I had forgotten that Johnny spent an hour with George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
And he's got a story that I would have told Rachel, but I want to save for Johnny.
Okay, got it.
Because it's one of those human moments I'll share at a lunch. Sitting right next to the former.
I remember talking about this.
This is a great one. If you've not heard this, Brother Johnny, 20 minutes on his hour with George Herbert Walker Bush at lunch, and somehow he got to sit right next to him. The owner of the New Orleans Saints was across the table. Johnny was right next to the 41st.
That's great.
Kind of fun. We'll talk about that coming up. First, your check sports headlines at a quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5.
Well, trending in college football is news that was released essentially a half hour ago. I was looking at ESPN 17 minutes ago. They posted Urban Meyer to retire after Ohio State's Rose Bowl game. So January 2nd, the Buckeyes' offensive coordinator Ryan Day takes over the program. Urban Meyer's career record at 186-32 at Ohio State for 7 seasons. He was at 82-9.
Yeah, he has had this...
What?
This leave him wanting more?
Yeah.
He always kind of leaves when he's still got the white steed, and he leaves. Oh, who can we get?
The white steed.
He's okay. He's retired. He's really stressed out. We can't talk to him, so he'll be available in a couple of years if somebody wants to pay a new high. It'll be more than $10 million a year if you want to draw this really remarkable guy. And as Gary Bryan, who talked to us from Columbus, he said over at campus of the Ohio State University, quote, "Nobody knows him." It's one of those.
Yeah.
Kind of Lovey Smith. Nobody really knows Lovey around here. Good man.
Okay.
Urban Meyer's the same kind of celebrity. Nobody knows him. So Urban Meyer will be the next hyperventilating for the big school, trying to draw him out of retirement, because he'll get the most money in the history of coaching. Mark my words, it'll be a couple of years. But when Urban rests, and do you think he'll take it? Yeah. It'll be over $10 million a year market right now, December 4, 2018.
Speaking of Ohio State quarterback, Dwayne Haskins is one of the finalists at the New York City Saturday the 8th for the Heisman Trophy, or trying for it anyway. Oklahoma's Kyler Murray, Alabama's Tua. Tagliavia.
Tua.
Thank you. Yeah. Are also nominees. By the way, Oklahoma and Alabama facing off for that Orange Bowl on December 29th. So also a little contention there between Kyler and Tua. Eagles over Washington 2013. What's really trending out of that story is Redskins quarterback Colt McCoy broke his right fibula. Just watch.